effect from that. So I seem to be able to manage the sugar with the program. The sweet spot program is the same metabolic reset, it's the same foods. If I stick to that, my blood sugars are, I would say, pretty darn good compared to where I've come from.
Yeah, I completely agree. I completely agree that what you're doing is great. And one thing we don't want to instill here is fear of food, which sometimes can happen when people are, you know, they read guidelines with certain amounts, whether it's grams or ounces.
I think okay, she's back.
Did I leave?
Yes, for
you froze. You froze.
Well, thank you for that. Did I say I live in Iowa?
Fear of food.
Fear of food. Okay, thank you. Oh. And so, yeah, we don't want to instill fear of food because that can actually raise your cortisol, and which will raise your blood sugar. And so the relationship we want to engender with your food is one of knowing that you're doing the best you can. And so when you look at the food and the amount, you just know you're doing the best you can. That was my initial reaction when listening to what you were sharing.
I like that. That's helpful.
Kimberly, what do you think?
I think you're so right. These are guidelines that we want to utilize to experiment with what works best for us. And Christine, you are in a unique situation with, you know, the damage done to your pancreas from that treatment. And I mean, hooray that you survived that treatment. And, you know, shoot, I'll take that. A little damage to my pancreas that we can heal with a program like this, I'll take that over cancer, right? So what a blessing that you have these tools to help you heal. And just like everybody else, though, everybody is going to need to experiment with what works best. And I think this program gives us such a great platform for that, to really learn to track, learn to look at trends, learn the tools and the guidelines, that it's not just about food, right? Like Lynn was saying when we first started, that there's all these other aspects to it. So it's such a great program and platform to do that. And so, and you have, you know, great opportunities to reach out and ask for some questions with your unique circumstance. But know that this program is generally good for everyone, but then the nuances is really trying to find what works best for you. And so, like Lynn said, that's what we're here to help as best we can, help you personalize it for your needs. But you're doing great. And to have blood sugars that high, to be now so much more stable, congratulations.
Yes.
Thanks. Yeah, I feel a lot better. And I think the nice thing about the program is it can show you the interplay, like the exercising. You can see your levels coming down if you do the exercise. So often an hour before lunch, I'll run out with the dog. And when I finally take my reading before the meal, I'm like, bang, like 5. Like, that's awesome for me, like having been at 20. So, yeah, it's, and to know now what works and what makes it happen, it's easier to maintain the discipline and not fear, but the discipline.
Yeah, yeah. That's great. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you said something and that piqued something in me. You know, you get to. Sometimes when we enter these programs, it's like, well, I have to eat this and I have to do it now and I have to take these supplements with it and I have to. But if we reframe that and say, but I get to eat all these amazing foods. I get to help my body keep my blood sugar is in a stable range. I get to do this movement that helps support my body. I get to do whatever. And that reframing can just be so affirming, more affirming, and helps keeps us uplifted and motivated.
Yeah, and I love, Christine, how you just said, you know, making the discipline more in the place of, you know, you're excited because you're seeing results instead of a place of fear.
Yeah.
Right? Like you can, and that's what tracking can give us that, right? Like when we can see the trends and see the progress, it makes it, for many of us, it gives us the motivation to keep going from a place of excitement instead of that place of fear. So I love that point that you brought up. Because it's hard to stick it out. This is not a race, but it's the long haul, and it can get hard long term to stick with this. And so celebrating your wins and noticing when things go well is really important. And yeah. To celebrate that in the group too, right? I hope you're all utilizing Facebook and connecting that way to share your wins and your frustrations. Have that community support is really crucial.
Yeah. And proclaiming it here. It's another way to receive that, utilizing your journals, because there's a section in there is what are you celebrating? It's kind of like doing a budget. When I do a budget, at least, I put in how much I'm making before I take anything out. To me, that's the celebration.
And we all, an affirmation, right? Getting affirmation from our people that we're doing a good job, because we don't often get it at home, and we don't often give it to ourselves very often or well, and it's hard to receive. So really, it is very important to affirm everything you do right, right? Because often the self-talk is really good at telling us everything we're doing wrong, but behavior change requires reinforcement. It requires that. And so if you are not good at reinforcing your positive changes and your wins, you're going to need your community to help reinforce you. But that's just part of human nature. With behavior change, without reinforcement, you're not likely to make long-term changes. So we've got to work on that self-critic and turn that from the criticizing what you're doing wrong to reaffirming what you're doing right. And it might be simple. I walked the dog at lunch. Celebrate that. What's your self-talk around that? Are you giving yourself a high five for doing that? Or are you saying, oh, I didn't go long enough? Oh, I should have done it better.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if we want to change behaviors, you've got to reinforce the positive things you do consistently.
Yeah. Having an accountability partner of some sort, whether it's within your own family community or the Facebook community, is really helpful. I recently had joined a program and actually had reached out to Kimberly, wrote her an email saying, hey, these are my intentions. These are the actions I'm taking. When I get overwhelmed, can you be somebody I reach out to? And she said, no, I'm just kidding. she said, yes. But that was part of it. I also actually, I made a big poster. I'm redoing it because I just wanted to redo it. So I have this poster. This is my my affirmation for what I want. It's, I can live a life with flow and grace, resting in the knowledge that I am fully supported and all I need will be provided. And so I have that. I usually have it right here in front of me. So I'm seeing it all the time. It's like I'm always having that input all the time. I also set it into my phone, and about two or three times a day, I play that. Kimberly is actually the person who told me there's nothing more powerful than hearing your own voice, your affirmation in your own voice. So think of things that you want to, that how you want to feel. What's an intention you want to set up for yourself so that whether it's at the end of 30 days, whether it's the end of 2 months, or whether it's the end of 2 weeks, how is it you want to feel? And reach out to people to help you, to support you in that.
Yeah, your action will follow your intention once you have that set. You know, and like Lynn, like you said, you look at it every single day, you're reminded, and you'll feel like, oh, things are coming my way. It is actually your actions are really geared, like unconsciously your actions will follow.
There's something between your ears, not just your brain, but it's called the reticular activating system. And this actually works in synchronicity with your mind, with your brain, to produce what we often call miracles or coincidence. But it's based on what you want, what your intention is. Have you ever seen when you decide to get a new car and you want to have, okay, I like Volkswagen, so you're going to get a Volkswagen. All of a sudden, all I see are Volkswagens. And that's from this place in your brain. And so when you start on a program like this, it's like all of a sudden all you see is stuff about blood sugar and about keeping your blood sugar low. When you create an intention for what you want, your person, your essential self, works with you to produce it. It gives you all the opportunities to make it happen. So that's why intention is so important. Reticular activating system. Yeah. Did you have a question, Zaina?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. There you go. Are you there? There you are. Oh, here. Let's see. I'll unmute you. Maybe. I won't let me unmute you there.
Am I there?
Yeah, you're good.
Oh, okay. First of all, I'm in England. I want to say the program's fantastic, but I'm in England and it's 1:30 in the morning.
I was going to say.
I am in bed, but I'm hoping the calls aren't always at this time.
No, this is actually the only one. The other one is at 1 and 1:30.
Yeah, earlier. Yeah, okay. And I just saw somebody type, and I don't know how to do that, so it's just a technical question.
Okay, so are you on an iPad and laptop?
Mobile phone.
Your phone, okay. So do you see any place on there where it says participants?
It's just like, yeah, I don't understand all this technology.
Yeah, there's somewhere, when I've done it on my phone, there's some place, usually for me it's on my phone, it's on the bottom, that it kind of raises up and you'll see where it says participants and chat and things like that. So that's what you want to look for, is a chat.
Okay. And at first I couldn't hear.
Oh. Let's see, where did she go? Here she is.
Sorry.
Okay. You couldn't see what? Or you couldn't hear?
Oh, I couldn't hear at first until I pressed recording. So the whole thing is recording.
Yes.
Is that the only way I can hear, by pressing recording?
Oh.
Sorry, my questions are technical.
No, that's okay. Don't apologize for that. That's interesting. I'm glad you can hear.
I can hear, that's good. And it's really nice to see you all.
Yeah.
So I'm struggling with the technology. I'm 69. I've been away for the whole week of the first month, so I'm sort of catching up late. But I am, my blood sugar levels are falling. I was checking them during last month, and I was really shocked that they were, I saw, you know, as high as 174, because I'm a high raw vegan and eat really healthily. But I was on holiday in the States with my family, and now I'm back in England. So I'm really only just starting the program, but I'm drinking mostly green smoothies and eating lots of chia and salads. And I'm just really low energy, but I presume that's normal.
Yeah, you know, the whole part of this, the whole part of the previous time was to find out what would help you have your blood sugars stay under 110.
Yeah.
And so during this time, just do what you have to do to keep your blood sugar under 110.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm being easy with myself. I'm not managing to do most of the exercise at the moment. I used to do lots of exercise, but just since I came back from holidaying with my family, I'm just wiped out and jet-lagged and disorientated.
It's okay. You're listening to yourself, and that's important. You know, maybe some gentle stretching or something can help with that.
I think the program's great, and I just wish I could assimilate all the information really quickly and do it all instantly.
Well, the beautiful thing is you will have this program materials for at least a year.
Yeah.
So once the live calls and that part is over, you can continue to research and read the materials and just continue to apply and apply and apply. You can print everything out. You can download the materials, the calls and everything. So,
yeah. I just haven't got time to, read it all and look at the Facebook page. And there's so much information, which is good, but it's like a full-time job.
Yeah. Yep. And so just do what you can for now.
Yeah.
And once you've gone through the program and you go back and listen to the modules, you'll have a different, you'll pick up something that you didn't before. Yeah. Because now you have more depth of the knowledge and you get more out of it. So it's a continuing process with blood sugar. And I think it's even for all of us too. Sometimes we do go off the wagon, and then we always come back and always work on blood sugar all the time. Yeah, and by that time you'll be more comfortable. It'll be easier in this time and during the reset and the previous month, you're getting to know your body, and you'll feel it. You'll feel it when your blood sugar is off, and you'll know what to do, and it'll come in. As you practice more and more, it'll be more natural and easier. Yeah.
And Dr. Rita Marie is such an amazing example of, being in her 60s and so energetic and eats very little or, fasts a lot.
Yep.
But is still energetic and alert. So that's very inspiring that maybe I can be like that too.
You can be Zaina.
Yeah,
what we need.
Yeah.
Just like we need Denise, and we need Dawn, and we need Christine.
Yeah, yeah.
And we need Catherine. And,
healthy and high energy. And I've got to stop talking now because my flatmates are asleep and I'm probably disturbing them. So I'll carry on listening for a bit, but I'm going to turn my lights out and lie down with my headphones on. So good night. Nice to meet you all.
You.
Interesting format. I've never done this format before.
You're doing a beautiful job.
Yeah, thank you. And you too. Nice to see you.
You too. There we go. Denise, did you have any questions? I know I saw you pop on camera for a little bit there. Let's see, where'd she go here? And let's see. Otherwise, do people have other questions? I know that Catherine said she had some other questions. Let's see. I think I shut her. Oh, Holly. We have a Holly here. There's Catherine. Do you want your phone opened? I shut your phone off. Yes? Okay. Okay.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have a keto mojo. I've been doing a ketogenic diet for a while, so I've been testing that anyhow. So now I'm testing the glucose as well. I have not done as many tests as I think Dr. Rita Marie would like us to do. I have not seen my blood sugar as high as 110, so I'm not fully worried, but I had told her that I've a history of hypoglycemia, and had been told decades ago, you've got to eat 6 times a day to keep your blood sugar level and all that. So I'm working on switching that. But I've noticed the last couple of days when I had a big salad at lunch, my blood sugar did rise noticeably after eating the salad, and there wasn't, I put so many ingredients in it, I'm not sure, am I supposed to test it every day and each day take out one ingredient and see, I mean, I've got several different kinds of greens and radishes and pumpkin seeds and some avocado and a little bit of smoked salmon, there's a bunch of different things in it, so I'm not sure without testing one by one with every single ingredient, how to be sure. I mean, I'm going to look here for a minute. It went up, 10 points after eating the salad. Maybe that's, it went up from 77 to 87. Maybe that's just normal eating and it doesn't mean there's anything with the problem. So, any thoughts?
Isabel, Kimberly?
So you said your blood sugar rise 10 points after you...
It did, although actually I'm looking again. After dinner last night, it rose 27 points. So that was probably the biggest jump I've seen.
Okay,
after lunch, it was 10 points. So maybe
yeah,
that's
10 point is
normal. I don't know.
It's normal. It's below 110 and you want the spread to be below 25. Right. So if you started at 80, so optimally you don't want your blood sugar to go above 105 after at 105. So 27, I said, is still pretty optimal. And you keep, if it's consistent that way, you keep it under 110 and the spread is between 25 and you're doing well. You're doing a good job.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I'm not going to go back and test every single ingredient because that just seems like a pain to me if I don't really need to do it.
No, unless you ate something and it spike up 30, then you're like, oh,
yeah.
Maybe.
I haven't seen that. Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. Great. Thank you. I have noticed some mornings there's a variation in my blood sugar in the morning. I did notice a couple of days ago after feeling some stress in the evening, it was kind of the highest I've seen it the next morning. It's like, oh, stress does make a difference. So is that kind of what you would expect with?
Dr. Enrique calls that the candy bar eating effect without enjoying eating a candy bar.
That's so amazing because usually it's in the 70s, maybe low 80s in the morning, and that morning it was 96. Whoa. And all I could think of was that it had been kind of a stressful evening. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
I kind of wanted to go back and revisit your previous question.
Sure.
So you are listing all the different foods that you're including, like in your salad and whatever?
I'm not writing them all down. I know what's in there. I could tell you. I have not been charting every single thing I'm eating.
Okay. The only reason I suggest that is because it makes it easier to see the patterns. So, like, if it does go up, you know, the 25, 30 points, you can look and see what was in those salads to see maybe there is something that might have been the one common denominator. So that's the only reason. And not that it was bad or anything.
Uh-huh.
It's just those patterns can tell us so many stories.
Okay. I do tend to probably eat less varieties than I should. So they usually have pretty similar ingredients from one day to the next. But do you ever find that things like coconut or avocado spike people's blood sugar? Because
I eat
a good amount of avocado every day, for instance.
Yeah. I can't do a lot of coconut myself. But that's just me, so that's kind of one of those, it depends.
Okay, that may be something for me to test.
Yes, and you know, when you just said here that you can tend to eat the same thing, rotation is really important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. I know that. I find it easier to eat the same things because I like them and I know they work, but I'll work on some rotation. I know there's plenty of ideas and the materials.
Yeah, good awareness. Yeah, good awareness. And you can make it easy. Just add in one new, introduce something new once a week. Yeah, just once a week, add in something new and see how that works.
That sounds pretty easy.
That's a great idea, because you certainly have no shortage of recipe ideas.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Christine, Dawn, let's see, I saw LaShawn trying to get on, and let's see, are you 323, Catherine?
No.
Okay, so I have a 323 here. Hi, I opened your line. Who's at 323? I opened your phone line. Hello? I just heard you moving. Nope. Okay. Never mind.
I have a simple question.
Sure.
What's the difference between the sweet spot and the metabolic reset?
Nothing.
Okay.
The metabolic reset is in the sweet spot. Yeah. So the sweet spot is all the different modules and everything. And so the metabolic reset is one part of the sweet spot.
Okay.
That's a great question, actually. Yeah. Let's see here, who else? Oh, 323 is still, your line is still open, your phone line. Holly, I'm not sure how you're listening, but your line is muted. I can unmute here. Holly, I've unmuted your microphone. Did you have anything you wanted to share?
Anything you want to celebrate? Anybody?
Yeah. Okay. Well, your line is open, as well as whoever is in the 323 area code, your phone line is open. Yeah, celebrations are the best. I'm celebrating the sun is still out.
Yeah.
It's a simple thing. After days and days of torrential rains, flooding, tornadoes, I'm very happy and grateful for the sun. Anything else anybody wants to be grateful for? Isabel, what are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for kind of just being able to do what I do and having today is a relaxing day. So it was good. Yeah, it was good. A relaxing day. And I'm actually repainting my house. So I'm like really into that. And I'm grateful for just my husband is doing a lot of the work. So yeah. Yeah, so he's working from home, is doing a lot of that work. And so, yeah, I'm grateful for, I can't say that about the sun. I live in San Diego. We haven't seen the sun for a couple of days. But it's still nice. It's really nice. Grateful for the weather, for the good air, and just grateful to kind of be and be calm and relaxed. Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Kimberly?
I was just thinking, my son had a pretty severe accident last summer. He broke his neck, and he just got his driver's license today. So That was a big thing that a year ago, I wasn't sure what was going to happen with him and his health and his life. So I'm so grateful today that he's on track, normal 17-year-old stuff. So that's how I'm feeling grateful today. My kid can walk and he's fine after breaking his neck.
It is those little things. My daughter had her dance recital this last week. And I actually shared, and that wasn't from the recital. It was from a previous dance competition she did. But as I was listening, the message, it just struck me how it had a message I thought people here might really resonate with. It was called Dear Insecurity. And so I'm grateful for my daughter.
Yeah, that was beautiful. I saw her, the video that you posted. I couldn't really hear the lyric, but I saw just beautiful dance.
Well, I posted the lyrics.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, I posted the lyrics in the comments. And it's interesting because I understood it, but it was probably the 200th time I've listened to it. So get used to it after a while.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that. So I'm grateful that you shared it. Now I'm going to go back and read the lyric. Yeah.
I'd like to share something I'm thankful for.
Yeah.
Am I on?
Yes, you are.
I had melanoma removed from my leg about 3 months ago. So even when I got started on this program, I couldn't move around too much. So I'm glad to be able to be getting back to walking and start my little bursts on the trampoline because it's kind of hard on the floor. But it's just because I had to limp around so much and my knees got kind of stiff and I couldn't do much for a while. It's just nice to be able to move around now. And then they had to check something here on my face and it came back today that it's benign. So I'm glad about that.
Yay.
I don't expect to have any more of that skin cancer stuff. I'm glad they could just cut it out and get rid of it. But I am starting on her recipes, and I've really enjoyed just the raw foods. So my husband and I have been whole food plant-based for a couple of years, but I've been doing the beans and the grains and all that, and I had wondered about the grains, so I think this will be a good change, and I think maybe with the exercising, it will help me get my base down a bit more, hopefully around 80 or 70. Yeah.
This is a perfect program for you to support your body. So Dr. Emery used to do a radio show, and we put everything over into podcast. So one of them, she did a series with Dr. Thomas Lodi, and it was on helping your body to stop making cancer. So if you Google Dr. Rita Marie and stop making cancer, you'll see the podcast.
Okay,
and
great.
I think you would find great value there.
Okay, thank you so much. I like listening to podcasts.
Yeah, exactly.
Great, thanks.
Welcome. Any other celebrations here? Zaina wants to know about the heart math. So heart math is the most common way Dr. Rita Marie teaches it. You put your hand on your heart. I put my right hand on my heart, my left hand on my belly. I usually shut my eyes and I just take a deep breath and I feel my belly expand and then fully contract all the way in. And we just take a moment to just feel your heartbeat and notice where your breath is. And have a positive thought or an image. It just uplifts you. You can go to the beach. You can go to the mountains. You can be by yourself. You can be with others that you love. And you just slow down. And as you're in silence, pay attention to what comes up. Thank you for any of the messages that come up for you. And release them. Feel the joy in every cell of your body. Just feel your body humming with joy and happiness and light and love. And then when you're ready, you can just slowly blink your eyes, move your fingers and toes, maybe tap the ground with your toes to welcome yourself back into your body and bring yourself back to the call. Here's a great question for you, Kimberly. It sounded as if you may have found a link between a history of early trauma and current issues with blood sugar. Oh, you're muted.
Sorry. So yeah, there's actually a lot of correlation between early childhood adverse experiences or trauma and chronic disease. The more trauma you had as a child, the higher your risk for chronic disease like type 2 diabetes, as well as cardiovascular disease, including strokes and heart attacks. So a lot of that has to do with cortisol and insulin, the correlation that we have between the stress hormones and the body responds with higher glucose and insulin levels so you can fight or run. Right, so there's absolutely a direct correlation between stress and blood sugar. But if it was early trauma in early childhood, that sets us up for dysregulation, not only of the blood sugar and cortisol system, but your immune system and your nervous system and all of the different systems, because you're still developing as a young child. So when we get disruption of healthy development through trauma, we're at much higher risk for later diseases later on chronically. So whether the client currently has blood sugar instability or not, which most of my clients are out of optimal, if not out of normal, right? So most of the people I work with are at least out of optimal, and that's one of the first places I start with, besides the actual trauma work itself. When we're intentionally working with the trauma, I'm working with food and supplements and lifestyle things as well. So I call myself a body-mind therapist because they're one thing. The body and the mind is one unit. So I like to work with things in the physical world, with the body, with nutrition, with blood sugar, supplements, herbs, and work with the mind and the emotions together at the same time. I find it more efficient quicker and easier healing when we work from both directions. So blood sugar stability is one of the very first things I work with on the body side as I'm working with the trauma in the emotional body and in the mental body. The trauma is there as well. So I work with both at the same time. I hope I answered your question well. That the simple answer is yes, to the correlation. And I'm sorry, I'm beeping and buzzing. Can I go into that? Is there any more questions about that, or did that sum it up pretty well for you, Catherine? Okay, good. Thank you.
Yeah, that was a beautiful explanation there. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I love the questions that everybody is asking for, and this is the way we want to support you. Yeah. Anybody else? Again, I know there are people on this call that haven't had a chance to ask, but we want you to know that we're here for you. Okay. I do want to share again that if you've done some labs, or if you feel you need, we were talking earlier about accountability. If you feel that you need that person to be your kind of an accountability person, coaches are probably the best way to do it here and to get the information that you need. And so there are a few different ways that we can do that. You can either do a 90-minute session, and the link for that is jumpstartstrategy.com. The other one is for the 3-month coaching, and that website, it's thesweetspotsolution.com/SSS-PPC, and I'll put that link in the chat so you can see it. Oops, that's not what I wanted to do. And Isabel and, oh, that's not what I wanted. Goodness gracious. Isabel and Kimberly, do you want to share your experience about coaching and what you've seen with that so far? Because I know it's like, okay, talk about this coaching. What does that mean?
Coaching would be more, besides blood sugar, I mean, I talked about a little bit about digestion, right? So besides blood sugar, there may be other things that's going on. So in these coaching sessions, that's where we could really get into your biochemistry, your individual makeup, and see what works for you. And everything is a guideline. Everything, whether we see from the Sweet Spot or other places, everything is a guideline. And that's like a base. And ultimately, you want to find a diet that is for your own unique individual and your biochemistry. So that's where I think most people benefit from coaching, is they refine and redefine, you know, what is this diet for themselves that makes them have, that improves their energy, and work on, you know, maybe cancer prevention, just in addition to blood sugar. And the accountability is huge too. It's hard to do things on your own, and myself included. So I do the liver cleanse, and that's my accountability for me to actually do the cleanse. So, at least for me, I need some kind of synergy, some kind of inspiration. And what I've experienced with my clients and also clients from the Sweet Spot is that they get a more targeted, targeted kind of a plan for them. Yeah. And there are a lot of questions that comes up, you know, can I try this? Can I try that? And it's a playground. And then it's like, oh yeah, I think that's a really good idea. And you can expand your playground a little bit more. Yeah.
That's a great way to explain it. Thank you.
Yeah. I love the playground analogy, Isabel. That's really, really totally true. Because we just don't know until we play with it and experiment with it. What the book says isn't necessarily the right answer for you individually. It's a guideline, right? And we do need to play with it. And another thing about coaching, I believe that really healing happens in relationship. And literally we have science behind this that really shows that when we're in this state in our nervous system called social engagement, where we're literally in safe connection and safe relationship with a trusted person, like a coach, it sets you up for healing. It literally puts us into that parasympathetic rest and digest state, which is a really powerful place for healing. So literally just the connection with somebody that's guiding you through the process, the connection alone is healing. So allowing yourself to have a trusted mentor, a trusted friend, a trusted coach, whoever it might be, that can hold that space for you while you go through this process is really helpful. And then to have a coach that knows the program is another bonus, right? So somebody that can guide you through the nuances, like Isabel was saying, the nuances of the program, because everybody is different and everybody has different needs. So if you are feeling like you could benefit from that, we certainly would love to support you on your journey.
Yeah. And I just echo you for my experiences in coaching as well. That relationship piece is huge. I have people that come back time after time and they're like, oh, can we do this again? And it's like, you know, you create kind of a friendship because you get to know each other so well. And it's just a really safe container where you get to ask these questions time after time. And like you said, questions come up. It's how many times have you been on a phone call and you've talked to somebody, you've asked questions, you hang up and boom, oh, I forgot to ask. Mm-hmm. And so you continually have that ability to ask questions. So I wanted to share that because I know we've been talking about accountability and the need for support, and there's tremendous support within this program through the calls and the Facebook group and the journals. And I just wanted to make sure you knew that you had this additional layer. Just looking to see in chat if I...
And I think it depends on where, I'm not sure where we're at with the sweet spot hold, how many more live calls and sessions.
This is the first one. We have two more.
Okay,
so it's one on the 24th and one on the 16th of July.
Okay, so maybe this is maybe like, you know, we're still at the beginning of the program, kind of, beginning of the program.
Well, we're beginning of the metabolic reset. Many of these people have been in here since the middle of April.
Okay, great. So it's really important to have something set up after the program, because that's when most people... if you don't have that accountability and you don't have a support group, it's really easy to revert back to old habits. That's what Kimberly is saying, reinforcement. So that is really important. So just to looking ahead, you know, maybe a couple months from now, what do you have in place to continue this journey, to continue the accountability, the support that you have? And the same is... analogies with diet. So many people get on the diet wagon and then they gain all the way back. There's no reinforcement. There's no continuity in accountability.
Yeah. And the link that I put there is for 3 months. So you would have it now through the end of the sweet spot and beyond. So anyway, are there any other questions or ways we can support you? How are you feeling about, how many of you have started the metabolic reset? Have you started it, Christine? Yep. Okay. Don, have you started it? How about you, Catherine?
So, sorry. I'm not 100% sure if I've started it or not. I mean, I'm virtually 100% eating according to the plan. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to change very much, actually. I'm testing my glucose some, probably not as often as the plan calls for. Okay. So I'm close to in it if I'm not fully in it. I don't know quite how to define that.
No, that sounds great. You know, again, like I said, the idea is to keep your blood sugar under 110 for 3 weeks.
Yeah. Well, that's already happening for me. So
there you go. I guess you're doing it.
I guess I'm doing it.
That was easy. I had that button. That was easy. Yeah. Anybody else want to share?
I'm doing it.
You're doing it?
I'm doing the reset, yep.
Excellent.
Yeah, semi-fasting, minimally eating. My blood sugar's going down lots.
Excellent.
Yeah, perfect. And I'm surprised how unhungry I feel. I haven't got the recipe book. I'm not making complicated things. I'm just doing green smoothies and salads. And cutting out everything. The hardest thing for me to cut out is coffee. I think that's partly why I feel I've got no energy as well.
Yeah, there you go. That's a great awareness.
But I've been wanting to do a cleanse and give up coffee for a long time. So it's great to be actually doing it.
Perfect. And yeah, I know the recipe collection does have some ideas in there for energizing. So.
Oh, great. Yeah, I'll get to look at it one day.
There you go. Thank you all.
Thank you for your positive attitude and support.
We're reflecting you.
Great. Love it.
All right. Well, if there are no more questions, I want to thank you for letting us get together like this and being there so we can support you and help you along on this journey. As always, if you have questions, come to any of the other calls, fill out your journals, ask on Facebook, and I tell people you can tag me. Isabel, you're on there, right?
I don't check my Facebook that often anymore, so if you tag me, I will look at the post, but I don't go and browse.
Yeah, that is kind of what I do as well. And same thing for Kimberly. I know Annette is on there as well as Lisa. So feel free to just tag us and let us know that you have a question in something particular.
Yeah, and you guys are doing great. Celebrate every little success. Everything is, everything that you're doing, it's one step forward. There's really no failure or no wrong way. You're just constantly making adjustments. You're improvising. So you're always going, you're on your health journey. Sometimes you'll take a step back, but it doesn't mean that you're failing. So you guys are all doing great, great work.
I was going to share something really quickly with you. On the 25th, we celebrated my oldest daughter's 35th birthday. And she had told her boyfriend, I want you to plan me a party. And so we put together a party for her. And then she said, I realize I like planning my own party. What I really liked about this is that she went after. Now, this year I turned 60. And it was a non-event. And I realized well, maybe I need to ask for my own party. So I'm kind of starting, this is going to be my summer of birthdays for all the birthdays I never celebrated. So I invite you to do something similar. Think of all the things that you wish you'd celebrated but didn't. Think of how you can celebrate the preciousness of each day. And that's something you can share with us on the Facebook group. So with that, I bid you all adieu. Mm-hmm. And until we see you in a couple of weeks, we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Bye.
Have a good week.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.